Hey there.
Hey Noah, did I call back too soon?
Nope, this works. Yep, just got them handled.
Okay, so, okay. You know, it sounds like you got other fires you're putting out, so I appreciate you being multitasker here. So, last things for you was just to verify I have your last name spelled correctly. You said Hadley, H-A-T-E-L-Y, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I noticed a lot of times I see it spelled Hatley. That's why I wanted to make sure I spelled it correctly. Okay, good.
Yeah, everyone
and
says
then,
Hatley. It's actually Hatley, all in, like the opposite of lovely, you know? So
I didn't want to say Hatley because I didn't know if you were going to want to slap me through the phone. That's why I said Hatley.
Yeah. Yep, been dealing with it my whole life. Everyone's like, okay, thank you, Mr. Hatley. Yeah, no, it's actually Hatley. But yeah.
All right, so... Well, I threw in the Ehli, right? It said Hateli, right? I was trying to say it that way, but no worries.
Like I'm Italian, Hateli.
right. All right, and then what's a good email address for you?
HassleFreeHaulingAK@gmail.com. Oh, hang on. I connected to Bluetooth there mid-sentence. It's HassleFreeHaulingAK@gmail.com, just like the website, but instead of .com, it's @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you an invite for the onboarding call on Monday. What time did you want to take it? Again, earliest time frame, 6 to 7. Last slot of the day, 2 to 3.
Any time between then?
Yeah, and we can always play it by ear if for whatever reason you think you're going to be available and then you're not, we've rescheduled with clients all the time, so it's fine.
Okay. You said 2 to 3?
That's the last time of the day, yep.
Okay, and it's an hour-long onboarding?
It might take you a lot less because we're not building a website for you at this juncture. You know, I want to let you know this is the notes I put in here so you know full disclosure. I said this exact thing to my team. Noah's main motivation for signing today, Google and Facebook will not let him run Google Ads and or Facebook Ads at this time for reasons he does not know. I inform him that once we are signed as a manager of his Google Business profile and Facebook profile, we can get to the bottom of the issue, and then we will be able to eventually start running ad campaigns, or he will be able to start running ad campaigns through us in the next 1 to 2 months. And what Noah said is he will give us 60 days to get this all sorted out and either start running ads or start looking for another marketing company to help. Is that a fair assessment of everything?
Yeah, that sounds great.
See? Well, I try to write notes to voice what you want. All right. So that being said, again, they're still going to go through the questionnaire and talk about our services and, you know, give you the good old song and dance of like, hey, we have this bell or this whistle. So they will talk about things like that. But again, to be fair to you, 30 minutes, unless you have a bunch of questions, should be easy to wrap it up.
Okay.
So when did you want to do it?
We'll say, can we do like 8 a.m.?
Yeah, 8 a.m. is available.
Okay, great.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm going to send you the invite right now. I think it's going to hasslefreehaulingak@gmail.com. The invite is coming from jkyle@localsplash.com. For 8 to 9 on Monday, on the 29th, okay. And then other than that, so I filled out the questionnaire while we had those 10 minutes break. So just so you know, I don't really have to ask any questions. I want to let you know this is what I did, though. Services you offer, I just based it off of what I saw on Yelp and your website. Moving services, hauling services, junk removal, commercial moving services, commercial hauling services, equipment delivery services, equipment hauling services. Do you also do like construction site cleanout services or anything like that?
Not so much because it's really hard to get rid of demolition debris. But one thing
okay.
that I would like to market myself towards is
uh-huh.
property preservation work. So, you know, like after we get all unlocked, you know, this is months down the road, but, you know, I would like to market myself towards banks, realtors, property managers for like eviction foreclosure type cleanouts. I want more of that work.
Okay. So when you say property preservation, like, services, you mean like a, like, clean out of offices or residential units after someone's moved out? Something like that?
Right. You know, if somebody...
Or someone's been kicked out. Or been forcibly kicked out.
Somebody dies, goes to jail, gets evicted, whatever the case may be, and all of their junk is left behind, you know, the house can't be sold or re-rented until it's cleaned out. So, you know,
okay.
And in some cases, you know, it may actually damage the house if there's, you know, standing litter boxes or things left in the fridge, you know. So it's called property preservation, and I really want to get into more of that type of work.
Okay. So, and then I'm also putting other team words, keywords that we've found before in this regard. Just let me know if this counts. I also put residential move-in, move-out cleaning and commercial move-in, move-out cleaning. Sometimes that's how it's flagged. Is that fair to you or no?
So cleaning, not so much. You know, when we do a property clean out, I tell people we sweep clean. You know, we don't vacuum or shampoo or scrub any walls or anything like that. We just remove
debris removal. Move in, move out debris removal.
Yeah.
I know what you mean now. Like, the term cleaning is so vague, but debris removal just sounds like you're picking up stuff so it can be cleaned after you remove all the junk, so to speak. Okay. Debris removal. Okay. Okay, great. All right, and then I'll put lasting commercial junk removal. Okay, so got all those in there, and then we said the onboarding Monday, 8 a.m. And, of course, you already have, like, licensing, insurance, all the things you need, because otherwise you wouldn't even be on the Google listing. Just wanted to make sure there. I put here on the Facebook questionnaire, portion that we may need to do a new Facebook page, but as of right now, your main issue is that you're facing an issue of being, quote, permanently banned from advertising for Facebook. So, and again, that's what I put there for Facebook specifically. The last thing I wanted to mention is we offer call tracking services for accountability purposes. Basically, what that means to you is when a call comes into you, if someone saw the phone number, usually they just click the button to call. But if they saw the phone number, it's going to be slightly different from your number ending in 9173. But the call still goes directly through to you, and you'll see exactly who's calling you. So there's no difference to the interaction between you and your client. It just allows us to show you analytically on the back end on those real-time stats just to justify how many calls are being pulled through our advertising efforts for you. Okay.
Sure. And what that equates to is I don't have to track calls myself in terms of, like, asking customers how they found us.
Exactly. Right. So that's going to be identified analytically.
Yeah.
And then also a rare instance that sometimes happens, you miss a call and you don't know why they called. You can just check the analytics side. It's like, oh, it was from advertising. So then you would know that's why probably to reach back out.
Okay.
For example. Because we do, there's a record of the phone number that calls too, as well. All right, so that's all good there. Everything is set up on that. And a last step is just the billing process to verify. We don't have to publish the address on Google, of course, as you already know. But the business name that I see on Google is Hassle Free Hauling, Moving, and Delivery LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then the business address that's not published, what is that? So we can just make sure that's verified with Google.
Sure. It's not when a storefront. It's not for customers. It's just where I
right. It's a service.
Have my office.
Right. We always say it's your home base. So that's what we just put there. So they know it's not meant to be published.
Right. I had to take a video for Google, like when I was signing up for the account. At that location, but it's 3001 Porcupine Drive.
Got it. Okay. 99501 zip code, right?
99501 Suite 15.
Suite 15. Okay. All right. Last step is just going to be the billing process. Bear with me. Let me pull this up here. And $249 month to month. Once we get everything going, we'll start running those Facebook ads. Normally it only takes us just a few days to get going, but, it might take longer just to, revoke this. So they're so dramatic, huh? Permanent ban. Like, okay. All right, Facebook.
Yeah. I don't even get suspended for saying controversial things. I have no idea why I would be permanently.
Because they wanted to take it to the next level for no reason. there's so much maliciousness going on in Anchorage, right? Like, I mean, that's one of the most peaceful places in the world, I hear, as far as, city centers or, just anywhere in the world. Because, I mean, it is very serene up in Alaska is what I hear. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I hear.
It really depends on where you are. You know, there's a lot of homelessness, a lot of sad people walking on the sidewalks, but people in the cars are doing all right.
Yeah. Well, that's California, like 24/7 here too, unfortunately. Right? You go to Beverly Hills and then you walk 15 minutes one direction and you see a lot of that on the streets too. All right. We will let you choose a security question. So that way there's no confusion if someone calls trying to claim they're us. And can handle your account. So you can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the answer?
McDonald.
McDonald?
Correct.
All right, let me just get that set in time. Perfect. Okay. Again, the same base rate is $249 month-to-month. There's no setup fees or anything like that. So since we're not doing any specialty programming for you. Again, if you ever wanted to opt into a website later, you can. But obviously, we don't need to do any of that now. We have more pertinent things to address. And then the address connected to the card, is it 3001 Porcupine or is it a different address?
No, it's a different address.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
3089 Bettles Bay Loop, BETTLES Bay Loop.
Okay.
Anchorage, Alaska, 99515.
99505 or 15?
15. 99515.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And so we're not going to charge the card just yet. We're going to do a quality assurance portion of the call, but I am ready for the card information right now, and then we'll charge it once we do the recap.
Okay, it's 5305-2339.
Okay.
5708-8055.
And the expiration on the MasterCard?
0627.
3 digits on the back?
567.
All right, so again, not charging it yet. The grand total will be $249. Going back to the, just the terms of service and whatnot, so you're fully aware, 7 to 14 days, we should have your Facebook ads live. Once we get everything unlocked, we'll do onboarding on Monday from 8 to 9. And then the promised time for optimization on Google, if we had to start from scratch, is 45 to 60 days. Again, we're definitely going to push for fast results. In your specialty case, yes, we're going to make sure that is priority number one to get ad spend availability to you unlocked, right, through Google's ads. Sure. So we'll make sure of that. But other than that, I have your name as Noah Hately and the business name Hassle-Free Hauling, Moving, and Delivery, LLC. So if there's anything else you have for me, just let me know. But for now, it's going to be about 3 more minutes for the recorded portion of this call. For quality assurance, okay?
Okay.
All right, Noah. Well, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hassle-Free Hauling, Moving, and Delivery, LLC.
Okay, great. And please state your name and job title within the business.
Noah Haitley, owner.
Okay. And, of course, as owner, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, Noah, to get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. So thank you for doing the onboarding from 8 to 9 on Monday. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors, sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash. I'm sure you fielded these calls before, but that's why we provide you the security question to prevent from any confusion. When we do call, we'll call from the same number we're calling from today, 877-635-6225. So make sure you save that as Local Splash under your contacts. And do you agree to the best of your ability to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified Google and Facebook marketing representative, do you also agree to let us know should you partner with any other Google marketing companies during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and free account setup will be charged today, July 26, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 26th day of the month, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, but of course it is a month-to-month program, Noah, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the same number of 877-635-6225, and just be sure you speak to a live representative. Now, if you did choose to cancel, while we would hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I might need to repeat those one more time.
No worries. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the same number we're talking on, 877-635-6225. And you just have to be sure to speak to a live representative. And if you did choose to cancel, to prevent charges for your next month of service, so for the following month, you just need to make sure you contact our team at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, and so you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to receive all this in writing. It's going to be a welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. You'll see that via email and text message. You have all weekend to browse through that. Just make sure everything's lined up with what we spoke about. And I'll ask, yeah, it'll be emailed to you and texted to you. It'll say, welcome to Local Splash. Please click here to view your initial invoice. That way you'll have everything on the terms of agreement there. And that way you can browse that over the weekend before Monday morning's call. If you have any questions, let us know on Monday's call. But if you're good with everything as we discussed is written as well, there's 2 checkboxes at the bottom, Noah, and then just sign as Noah Haitley, and that'll be squared away for Monday's call. Otherwise, we'll just review that with you to start Monday's call, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
No, are you there? Did I lose you?
Yeah, sorry. I'm helping the guys again here.
Oh, you're multitasking. No worries. I was just saying we're going to get everything squared away Monday morning, and we'll reach out at 8, okay?
Okay. We'll talk to you at 8.
All right. You have everything in writing via email. Thanks so much, Noah. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.